Welcome to Economic Perspectives. I'm Hopeton Hay. My guest is Roger Davis. He is the owner of CMCS Enterprises, which provides personal and small business tax and insurance services. Roger recently retired from 3M after many years working there. He is also the former president of the Austin Syntech chapter of the National Association of Black Accountants, the former president of the Western Region of the National Association of Black Accountants, a district leader with Prime America, and treasurer and founding member of Black Professional Alliances of Austin. And Roger, welcome back.
Thank you, Hopeton. Glad to be here.
Now, Roger,
happy Thanksgiving weekend.
Thank you. And Roger, this is the first time I've interviewed you to talk about you, not about NABA, not about the Black Professional Alliances. This is the first time I had an opportunity to talk to you about your career and what you're currently doing. So you worked for 3M for how many years?
Well, blessed to work for them for 35 years.
So you worked there for 35 years, but even though you had this good corporate job, you were thinking about the future away from the good corporate job. Talk about when did you figure out working for 3M that I want to also start looking at building my own business?
Well, you know, from my parents, and Christian upbringing, I've always believed in family, and I've always believed in giving back to the community. So, you know, it's in my DNA, in all that I do. I plan to do things utilizing my skills to help my family and to help my surrounding community. So, you know, as soon as I got to Austin, I looked for quality organizations to partner with, because I definitely believe in a village. I'm not God. I'm not Jesus Christ. I can't do it all by myself. So I'm looking for good people like yourself, Hopeton, to partner with, that I can accomplish those goals in the right way.
But I'm talking specifically about starting your own business. We know all about your great volunteer work, but I'm talking about you as the entrepreneur. When did that thought come to mind?
Well, definitely looking toward the future as well as the present. 3M is a great company and they took care of me. But 3M is an entity that has to make business decisions. And not wanting to leave my eggs in one basket, I was always thinking of entrepreneurially to prepare for myself and my family in case the 3M didn't work out. And for over 12 years, I have been doing individual taxes with H&R Block. And then also since 2006, I got my first insurance license. So, you know, I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit and tried to, you know, share those things with my family as well. Because you're blessed if you have a great career, but no one knows what the future holds. So it's good to not have all your eggs in one basket.
You're a graduate of Florida A&M University with a bachelor's degree in accounting. We'll do a shout out to another one of our HBCU graduates. I'm a Xavier University of Louisiana graduate. How did going to Florida A&M and HBCU prepare you for corporate America and entrepreneurship? Because the reputation, Florida A&M, when I was in school, had this incredible reputation, the College of Business. And I think the dean was Sibley Mobley.
Yes, Dean Sybil Mobley, a great leader. And she got that great business school going, her reputation, her contacts. And I was definitely one of the beneficiaries of that. And You know, in other people's mind, it might be a small school, but Sibyl Mobley had us thinking not only from a city and state perspective, from a national and global perspective, as far as how business runs and how we can participate and take advantage. So I greatly enjoyed and learned many, many great concepts, not only about accounting, but just how the business world works.
So you're from Chicago and you moved to Austin, Texas. So Chicago, Florida, A&M, Austin, Texas. What was that transition like? Because I know a lot of people from Chicago, and my experience with people from Chicago is they typically think we don't push hard enough.
Well, thankfully, you know, even though going to Florida A&M from Chicago, you know, and I only had maybe a couple friends from a high school that came, you're a little nervous, but I guess I was a little more prepared. You know, my parents, you know, we made many vacation trips, not only for family reunions back to the small town of Bentonia, Mississippi, but also other trips around the nation. My parent, you know, of course, Chicago is really a global city. And my mother made a point for us to visit different museums and libraries and different things in the city to let us know that there's a great world out there that you can participate in. And how I found out about that, you know, HBCUs even existed is my dad took me to a Grambling and Alcorn State game at Soldiers Field. And I was attending Lindblom Technical High School, and colleges would come to the school trying to recruit the students because over 90% of Lindblom Tech students went to college. And I was blessed to walk into a presentation done by Florida A&M. And I heard about their business school and its reputation. So even though I was accepted at other schools of good reputation, you know, I said, Florida, here I come.
But when you got to Austin, was there any challenges you faced? Because one of the things I always did appreciate about people from Chicago is they're straightforward and they see no obstacle that can't be overcome.
Yeah, well, my parents first, and then of course, Florida A&M next, they instilled big dreams in us and let us know that, you know, there's nothing that we can't accomplish, you know, with good faith and hard work. And of course, wherever I went, because I left Chicago and went to Tallahassee, Florida for school, then got hired with 3M and went to St. Paul, Minnesota for a couple of years. And then came first to Austin in January of 1987. So didn't really have any family here at all. Some family came later, but, you know, first of all, you know, the connections with the church, I've been a member of Church of Christ at Eastside here. So that gave me a good foundation of people to connect with and learn the city. And then of course, through my connections with NABA and 3M, it took off from there. So I had I still had the support of family, even though they were 2,000 miles away, but, you know, the support of church and 3M and NABA gave me a good support group to feel comfortable right here in Austin. And it's been great.
So Roger, talk about how you started doing taxes with H&R Block and then preparing taxes as an individual tax preparer. What led you into that industry?
Well, 3M was the bread and butter, supporting my family. So if I was going to do anything entrepreneurially, I needed some training and some flexibility. And of course, working with H&R, I decided to work with H&R Block because it seems like because I'm an accounting major, everybody is asking me to do their taxes. And of course, you can only do so much free. And H&R Block offered me a very flexible schedule so that, it wouldn't be in conflict with what I had to do to do my 3M duties. So, to me, it was a good fit where I could, number one, do my business at 3M, but also I got a family to support and I got children that I need, to spend time with and church duties and other things. So that was what I found was a good way to, make some additional money, but also get some good training in supporting my accounting skills. Because 3M, they had me working more or less in a cost accounting area, which is one skill of accounting. So H&R Block not only allowed me to do some entrepreneurial things, but also, learn another area of tax accounting, which is specifically individual accounting, because by law, everybody needs their taxes done every year. So there's a market right there to get to know people, but also, earn some income.
But even before you got to H&R Block, you started with Primerica back in 2006. How did you learn about Primerica and how did it help you to develop your financial services skills?
Yes, well, a friend of mine who I met through NABA, I don't believe he's even in here in Austin anymore, but an Arthur Lee, I had recruited him to become a member of NABA. And then he approached me about the opportunity in Primerica. And I thought it was a good fit to serve my clients. To kind of give you an analogy, HEB here in Texas, they sold groceries, but then they started selling consumables because they don't want you to go over to Walmart. And same thing, Walmart sell consumables, but then they start selling groceries because they don't want you to go over HEB. Well, the same thing was happening to me as I was serving my tax clients. They started asking me finance things, about insurance and investments. And I would always have to refer that person away. So I said, so when Arthur Lee, because I was doing taxes before I got with H&R Block for friends. And so when he started telling me about the services and support, and that I could easily do that at a very low cost, because, some businesses are very difficult to enter because the startup cost is so high. And through H&R Block and through Primerica, the startup costs to me were very low. And so I already had the accounting degree and then subsequently got my insurance license and my investments license as well. So now, when a client comes and needs those services, I can offer that assistance.
So specifically, what your license is, what services can you provide?
Well, I have my life and health insurance certificate license, and also have my property and casualty license. So anyone needing, life insurance, auto insurance, health insurance, you know, home or renter's insurance, I can assist them. And that's, you know, pretty much everyone needs that. And then and of course on the investment side, I can, you know, of course most folk have, you know, checking and savings accounts, which is a good place to start emergency funds. But I can offer them, you know, CDs and money markets, mutual funds, 529 plans, you know, 401ks. So I can set up some additional options for them to earn higher return on their money. And then of course, through the Primerica family, there's other things that I can offer as well. Because, you know, other parties are interested in our reps, you know, like I can offer, a legal service where they can get a free will done. I can offer identity theft protection. If they're interested in annuities, you know, fixed annuities, I can offer those products. If they need home security service, or if they need solar services put on, you know, solar panels put on their house, you know, even though that's not my, those things are just, you know, auxiliary services. Those are not my expertise, but because of the Primerica umbrella, I can easily put my clients in touch with those things as well, and I get a commission. So, and I don't have to worry about learning all those additional expertise. I just refer them. So I can offer clients a wealth of services, but of course my focus is individual tax, insurance, and investments. You know, that's, you know, and but in and I but and how I can offer those all those additional services is I have my clients fill out a 5-minute survey right on their phone. It's highly confidential. They answer a few questions. And then from the responses they give, I can see the needs that they need to improve their financial position. And which is fantastic, because instead of me trying to sell them things that I don't know they need, when they fill out the short 5-minute survey, they're letting me know the things they're interested in. And then that way it's a lot less pressure, and I'm working on what they want to improve their goals.
So how can people get in touch with you, Roger, if they need your services?
They can call me. My cell phone is 512-366-0483. Or they can email me at rcdavisdeer@yahoo.com. So dear, like you're writing a letter to someone. Dear John, dear Mary. So my first two initials, RC Davis, DAVIS, dear, DEAR, @yahoo.com. And I'd be glad to assist them in whatever way they need.
Roger Davis, owner of CMS, CMCS Enterprises. They provide personal and small business tax and insurance services. Thank you so much for being a guest on Economic Perspectives.
Thank you.